USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a rare Sunday morning news conference at the White House to make a major announcement.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The president confirming that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed in a U.S.-led raid in northwestern Syria Saturday, targeting a safe house where the ISIS leader was hiding. He also says al-Baghdadi's death was in fact caused by a suicide belt that al-Baghdadi himself triggered as forces were closing in on him while he was trying to get away in a tunnel.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
No U.S. troops were killed or injured, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In Northern California, the Kincade wildfire only continues to grow, and about 90,000 residents are being ordered to evacuate. The fire has already been through this man's neighborhood. Luckily, he says his house was saved, although it will need some repair.
It's not a total loss. I mean, you know, but I think most of the roof is going to have to be replaced, and the attic's all burnt up, and there's a lot of charred beams up in the attic.
The wildfire in Sonoma County has burned about 26,000 acres, and at last check was only 11% contained. The World Series now tied up after the Astros' Alex Bregman hit a grand slam in the seventh inning. The Astros beating the Nats 8-1 in Game 4, this Nats fan says.
I'm a lot more nervous now. Coming in, we were all confident, up 2-0, and now we're back even, and they have home field advantage again. So it's stressful, that's for sure.
Game 5 is tonight in D.C., and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An NBC reporter is detailing a pair of so-called butt dial phone calls he says he received from the president's personal lawyer. Both calls to reporter Rich Shapiro went to his voicemail, but in one, Rudy Giuliani complains about needing a few $100,000 for something. In the other, he spends about 3 minutes complaining about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. If you've ever wondered what you'll look like in 20 years, researchers in Europe may have a good example of what you'll look like in 2039. John Clemens explains.
After interviewing more than 2,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about. And as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People really listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road. And that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
I'm John Clemens.
You can always find us and all our programs at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.